You're listening to the audio program Host and Guest, hosted by me, Rick Katchke. Now here's myself, Rick Katchke. Thanks for listening to another edition of Host and Guest. I'm your host, Rick Katchke, here on the world-famous Beale Street in Memphis, Tennessee. Now let's go to myself in Wisconsin, sitting in front of a computer screen as I reveal today's guest. Yes, faithful listeners, finally, welcome back to Host and Guest. I'm your host, Rick Katchke. Today I'm joined by Melissa Kingston and Megan McGee of the comedy group Broad Minded. I apologize for the long delay. I was in Memphis for a stretch, and I wish I could say I was there for the past 3 weeks, which would justify the huge gap in episodes, but I was only there for a week, but just threw everything off. I flew down to Memphis for a conference for my work, and it was awful. The day of the flight, I instantly had this cold where it was runny nose and in my throat, just mucus everywhere. And I've always heard that having a cold and being on a plane is such a terrible thing. Well, the cabin pressure was so great on the flight to Memphis that all of the mucus and the sinus congestion all somehow made its way into my left ear. My cold symptoms post-flight seemed to go away, but I could not hear at all out of my left ear. Pretty much the entire time I was in Memphis, I was unable to gauge how loud I was talking at the conference. I couldn't hear anything that was going on to the left side of my face. And then after I landed back in Milwaukee, it was like repressurized and the cold sort of resumed. It's still lingering just a bit in my voice. So, I'm sure you're very interested in all that information. I know I would be if I were you. We'll have the interview with Broad Minded in just a moment. My guest today is Melissa Kingston of the comedy group Broad Minded. There's also a special surprise by Broad Minded member Megan McGee, but the surprise element is now spoiled. I spoke with them at the Alchemist Theater. All right, welcome to this edition of Host and Guest. Today I'm joined by Melissa Kingston of Broad Minded. Melissa, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
I should point out you are the first female guest that we've ever had on the show.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
I popped your female cherry. Oh, that's scary.
That's a very elegant way of putting it. Melissa, I'm having you on the show not just because you're female, but also because you have an upcoming show at the Alchemist Theater.
We do. I'm in a group called Broad Minded, and we have a sketch comedy show the next 3 weekends, so February 26th, 27th, March 6th and 7th, whatever the weekend is after that.
13th
and 14th. Yes. And it's called Blue Plate Special, and this show is basically, it's got a runner, which we intend to have as like a scene that changes throughout the entire show based on the perspectives of the people that are originally in the diner at the beginning of the show.
Very cool. Now, how many people are there in Broad Minded? Tell us about the cast.
Well, there are four crazy ladies. Megan McGee, who has done Second City Conservatory. And Stacey Babel, who also has done Second City Conservatory, and they've also done some comedy sports, rec league, and other sorts of improv, also improv at the Alchemist, and that kind of training. And then there's Anne Graf Ladisa and Melissa Kingston, and we are both from comedy sports, and we kind of got together and made a girl group.
Now, I noticed that there are no men in the cast.
No.
Is that a specific choice? Did you guys have an attitude of screw men, let's burn bras?
Well, no. our motto is sketch comedy for all, written by women, but funny for everybody.
Certainly.
But we noticed, actually, that there wasn't an all-female group in Milwaukee. There's quite a few male, all male groups.
Sure.
So we decided to make a conscious, it is conscious that it's four females, but we aren't, like, it's not like our sketch comedy is, like, based on men bashing and, you know, like, we are women, hear us roar. It's we try and find the funny that's funny to everybody, but it's definitely got a female
perspective. Now, how long have you all been together?
We have been together for 3 years now. We started out as a group of seven, and that kind of got whittled down to the four of us who, through a bunch of different things, people moving away and people deciding that this wasn't their passion. And
sure.
So the four of us are pretty tight now.
How many shows have you done?
Including the one as a group of seven, we've had, this will be our fifth show, I believe.
Now, you recently performed at the Chicago Sketch Fest. What was that experience like?
That was amazing because Chicago Sketch Fest was just an intense, like, nonstop sketch comedy. And I saw every kind of sketch comedy possible there. And then we got to be a part of it as well. And so we did a Thursday night show, and the crowd was great, and we got to use some of our best stuff. So it was a really super experience. In fact, we were comparing Milwaukee Sketch Fest and Chicago Sketch Fest, and it's really tough. They both are a different animal. Obviously, we love Milwaukee Sketch Fest because it's our home base, and it's just a great time. But Chicago was such a fun experience in a totally different world.
So what you're saying to the producers of Milwaukee Sketch Fest is that they're inferior.
No, they stand up. They stand. I'm saying they stand up
on the record.
No, great. Never going to invite us back. We are officially not allowed at Milwaukee Sketch Fest.
They are huge.
No, but Chicago's been around for a lot longer. So the fact that Milwaukee's standing up, like, well, next to them is, I think, impressive. And
did you have any favorite acts that you saw during the Chicago Sketch Fest?
Oh my gosh, you're putting me on the spot to remember names.
And keep in mind, all of those acts do listen to
Elephant. I saw Elephant Larry, which I really liked. There was a great, like, it was almost like a long-form sketch, and I can't remember their name. That's terrible. I can't remember anybody's name if I had it in front of me. I saw so many.
So Elephant Larry.
I saw 16. So,
was that the name of a group?
That was the guy I met in Chicago. No, that was the name of a group, Elephant Larry. And they were out of New York, I believe, a group of, I think, seven guys. And they did my kind of sketch comedy, what I like is really a lot of short form sketches that are, you know, very shticky based and they get sticky. They get to the point they're about real life or they're about fantasy and craziness. So that was.
Now, who would you consider to be your greatest influences comedically?
Personally, I am totally inspired by Waiting for Guffman and that whole idea of delving into a character. If I could, I would walk around and spend 2 weeks doing, you know, a character for 2 weeks and videotape it and get the best pieces of it. That's what I love to do. But I also am a big fan of, like, Kids in the Hall and all of the old school Monty Python. But I don't know if my writing style is more, like, in the vein of a Waiting for Guffman or sort
sure.
of that kind of beating out and then seeing where the characters go with things. But what that's what's great about our group is that we have four very distinct writing styles.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see something probably in one of our shows that you really are going to like because we all write our own pieces and work on them together. So
now, beyond the series of shows here at the Alchemist Theater,
mm-hmm.
What's next for Broad Minded?
Well, we are going to be on Channel 36, Broad Minded TV. We are shooting a pilot with a friend of ours, Jeremy, for public television. So that's kind of exciting.
Now, Melissa, I'm going to have to have you please be quiet for a moment.
Oh, that could be impossible.
Joined,
we are joined
by
the Megan McGee.
Megan McGee, welcome to the program.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm late. I texted.
Was that my phone ringing?
No, it was Melissa's. See, our group's super diverse in that some of us use our phones and some leave them in their cars, along with all the props for the show. Mm. So, mm-hmm.
Well, Megan, what can you tell us about the upcoming Broad-Minded show?
This show is all new, which may sound like an obvious thing, but some people think, what, do you really write all new stuff every time? Yeah, we do. And this time, we're not doing any video, so it is sketch after sketch after sketch, which we've realized recently means it is so much work. I mean, it's a lot of fun, but I think when it's done right, it doesn't look like as much work as it is. And I guess the final thing would be, just generically, I don't know, did you mention the diner thing?
I mentioned that yeah. We have a diner and that sort
we
of
we usually have, like, kind of a theme. It doesn't apply to every single sketch necessarily, but I really like this theme. I think it's super fun.
Now, Melissa did mention that you are a Second City Conservatory graduate.
This is true.
What was it like going through that program?
It was really great. I had not taken such an intense series of classes in a while, and I had some really wonderful teachers. I do think it changed kind of the way I thought about sketch and about improv and what I thought was possible. I was there every Saturday. I was on the Megabus 6:30 in the morning every Saturday for like 13 months, 14 months. But it was absolutely worth it. And let me tell you, the trips were hellish. So, no, it was definitely worth it. I worked with a really...
I hated it. I loved it.
I suffered through it, but it's really wonderful. And I'd recommend, if people are interested in learning more about the possibilities of sketch and improv and the like, go to Chicago and take a class there. Milwaukee's great, but they have a whole new level to it going on. So it was really great to go there and get some ideas and then come back here and kind of put them into practice with a group.
Now, it's nice because Melissa did touch on that theme of Chicago is far superior.
it was trouble. Saturdays there, I don't know how many, like, Milwaukee jokes I had to put up with. Mm-hmm. There is somewhat of an air of superiority about it from some people there. But at the same time, we can do so much stuff here that they can't do in Chicago. I mean, it's hard to get a space. There are so many groups. The competition is fierce. Here you can be a moderate-sized fish in a small pond, so...
Certainly.
And there's a good community here. I think in Chicago it is a little bit more spread out. There's definitely a lot more offerings there, but I don't know. There's definitely a lot of stuff going on here. I just don't think it's all as well publicized. I don't think people think about Milwaukee and go, oh, is there a sketch and improv community? Well, yeah, there happens to be.
That's what I was saying about Milwaukee Sketch Fest and how great it was the Milwaukee Sketch Fest was bringing that to Milwaukee.
I think if you review the tape, you basically slammed Milwaukee Sketch Fest.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
She said some horrible things.
He's twisting.
That's Melissa, though. She's bitter.
In general.
No, I'm joking.
About everything.
No, I'm joking because I'm the mean one.
So. Now, prior to you entering the room, Melissa had started to talk about Broad-Minded TV. Let's learn more about this.
Well, yeah, Jeremy's heading that up.
Jeremy Einiker is a student at
UWM. No?
MATC.
And he's in the television program, I believe, there, some sort of media program.
It's production.
Production. Something. And he, for a project, has to put together some shows. So Gentleman's Hour and Broad-Minded are going to be each doing a show, one in March and one in April.
It's super exciting that he decided to do... you know, sketch groups, because there are so many other ways I'm sure you could go with that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's, like, what most students in the production program are doing. So, I don't know. It's a great opportunity for us to maybe, you know, expose our material to a different market mm-hmm. and just expose all of Milwaukee to sketch, because I still think there's a lot of people out there who are like, you do stand-up, right? I'm like, oh.
Or you do improv.
Right,
which
right.
we do, but not in our shows.
Right. So you end up saying, oh, you know, it's sketch. It's kind of like SNL, but right. not.
But it. We're never going to say that we
no,
are SNL.
No.
Yeah. Now, every edition of Host and Guest, we always wrap it up with, first of all, an album recommendation. Something that you enjoy listening to.
Ooh, something I enjoy. Okay, well, can I put a general plug for Pandora?
Because
I'm addicted to it. And then specifically, Kelly Stoltz has this song. Oh, I'm totally not going to remember what it is, but I know it's the number one song that comes up for relevance on iTunes. It's got this piano in it, and I'm obsessed with it.
Megan's the girl.
Prank calls. Prank there calls. You. No one's ever heard of this, and in our group, I'm the musical outcast because I do not listen to Top 40.
This is true. Megan picks all of our music, and half the time, we're very much eye-opened to what it is that we're listening to. But I bring Beyonce to the group, and that's pretty much
yes,
how I roll.
Yes, and because of you, I know all those lyrics. To the left, to the left.
Yeah.
Now, also a film recommendation other than Waiting for Guffman.
Honestly, the first thing that popped in my head is the documentary Born into Brothels, which I saw years ago and still affects me. Also, because I love anything to do with India, so, you know, anything in that realm.
Recently, what has made me laugh my butt off? What did I see? I saw The Pink Panther, and I know it's going to be hokey
no
and
way.
Stupid, and it's with Steve Martin. But here's the thing. I like hokey and stupid. You know this about me. It's not a great film. You're not going to walk away from it and be like, oh, my God, I can solve world hunger now. Or, oh, my God, these people
I
are so intelligent.
Away from a film
but
like that.
You know what? But you know what? If for a good chuckle, God bless him. God bless him.
On the Academy Awards or whatever, I was ready to join his religion. I was like, I will follow you and Tina Fey anywhere. Please start a cult.
Absolutely.
I know.
Absolutely.
So much for critical thinking. No, I just want to follow you.
Well, Melissa, thank you for being the first female guest ever on Hosting Guest.
You got two.
And Megan, thank you for coming in a close second.
I am deeply honored.
Okay, so you're, for your first female, you got a twosome? Threesome?
Melissa, you had to go there.
I had to. Come see the show.
Thanks again to Broadminded. Their new show, Blue Plate Special, runs until March 14th at the Alchemist Theater. You can buy tickets at alchemisttheater.com and learn more about Broadminded at broadmindedcomedy.com. Thanks again to Melissa and Megan for helping me break the gender barrier that had been imposed on host and guest. Tiny Folk does our theme music. You know where to check them out, CLLCT.com. Just search for Tiny Folk, all one word. I've been your host, Rick Hatchke, and this has been Host and Guest. Sand,